This is the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the trading day. We could have a conversation about overconsumption in America and the virtues of simple living, but how big retail chains are doing offers useful insight into the state of the American economy. Macy's reported today its profits are up 20%. It's also raising the dividend it pays shareholders. That said, same-store sales at Macy's were up just 3.8%, less than forecasts. And let's check the stock. In fact, let's do the numbers. Okay, so Macy's stock up 1% this morning, but the Dow is down 30 points, 0.2%, a similar percentage drop for the S&P 500. The NASDAQ Composite is down 2 points. For a further read on the economy, we turn to Stuart Hoffman, chief economist at PNC Financial Services in Pittsburgh. Stuart, great to hear your voice.
Nice to talk to you again.
So Macy's doing okay here, profits way up, but sales up modestly. Does that fit into what you're seeing in the economy?
Yeah, I think it does in general with consumer spending. In the first 4 months of this year, and I assume that must cover a good part of the Macy's reporting period, consumers were spending money. They were cautious. The payroll tax hike, took a little bit of bite out of that, although some of that they took out of savings. They're getting their tax refunds now that were delayed. And jobs are growing. So, yes, we're seeing consumers cautiously spending more money, and some of the dire fears of what might happen basically haven't materialized.
Wholesale prices for April came out this morning. Biggest fall in 3 years. What's that, oil maybe?
Yeah, that's gasoline. I mean, a huge drop in gasoline. Tomorrow we'll actually get the consumer price index. That's the one the consumers feel directly. That should show another decline, not as big as this. But it's a lot about lower energy and gasoline prices, but even elsewhere, apparel and other types of cars. There's no inflation pressures, and the Fed's looking at this number and saying, inflation is still a no-show in the economy.
Stuart Hoffman, chief economist, PNC Financial Services, thank you.
You're welcome.